We love food. One of our greatest pleasures is to enjoy a good meal. And there is so much food in America. We have so many different restaurants serving amazing dishes. And our grocery stores are stocked with food from all over the world. Our God has given us such a rich variety of food. And sometimes the food we eat is so good that it almost becomes a religious experience to eat it. Food is necessary for our survival, but it is also sacred. It has holy dimensions to it. One of the best examples of this is the Passover Seder that the Jewish people celebrate each year. Every element of the meal has religious significance. It is meant to remind them of the great miracle of the Passover and the Exodus. God delivered His people from slavery in Egypt with mighty miracles. And the Seder meal helps them to remember and to celebrate this great event. There is roasted lamb that reminds them of the blood of the lamb sprinkled on the doorpost that saved the Israelite children from death. There are bitter herbs that remind them of the bitterness of slavery. A paste of fruit, nuts, and wine symbolizes the brick and mortar that the slaves used as they toiled under the bondage of Pharaoh. Vegetables remind them of the back-breaking work of harvesting when they were slaves. Salt water is served as a reminder of the tears of those in bondage. Each element of food becomes a reminder of the great love of God for His people. The meal and the food are holy to the Jewish people. We have special foods that we serve on our celebrations of Christmas or Easter. Foods that remind us of God's love. Thanksgiving, a great meal celebrating the harvest that God has provided. Some of the food that we eat reminds us of Mom cooking for us when we were children. Food has deeper meaning for all of us. Now look with me at this miraculous meal that Jesus provided for His people. This miracle is included in all of the Gospels, which shows its importance in understanding Jesus. Jesus has just heard that John the Baptist has been killed by Herod. He tries to get away from the crowds, to be alone, to pray, to grieve. So he gets in a boat and crosses over the lake to a solitary place. But the crowds find out where he's going and they follow him. And when Jesus lands, he sees a huge crowd of people waiting for him. Now Jesus could have gotten angry and just left and gone to another place to be alone. But we're told that he had compassion on the people. And he healed their sick. Probably all day long he was healing sick. When it was getting late, his disciples urged him to send the people away so they could buy food in the neighboring villages. But again, Jesus had compassion on the people. He knew many of them were poor and couldn't afford to buy food. They would go hungry that night. So 5 loaves of bread were gathered and 2 fish, and Jesus performs one of His great, great miracles. From that small beginning, He fed well over 5,000 people. Maybe 6,000 or 7,000 were fully satisfied, and then 12 baskets of broken pieces were gathered. God provided the miracle of manna for His people in their wilderness wanderings. So Jesus miraculously provided food for 5,000 people by the Sea of Galilee. Jesus shows His divinity. Only God can perform that kind of miracle. But He also shows God's great love for His people. God loves to provide for His children. And He promises to do so. Jesus asks us to pray for daily bread, and our Heavenly Father loves to provide the basic needs for His sons and daughters. We have a God who loves us and will take care of us, especially when we ask Him for help. The food we eat every day is holy food given to us by our loving God. He is the one who provides each and every meal that we eat. He helps the plants to grow, the animals to grow, and He provides us with the resources we need to buy the food that we need. All of the great gifts, the good gifts of life, come from our God. That's why it's so important to thank Him every time we eat a meal. We acknowledge that the food we eat comes from our loving Heavenly Father, and we thank Him for it. In this miracle, food takes on a deeper meaning as well. Did you notice what Jesus did with the bread? He took the bread and lifted it up to heaven and gave thanks to God for it. And then He broke it and gave it to His disciples. That's exactly what Jesus does with the bread during the Last Supper He spends with His disciples. He gives us the sacrament of Holy Communion. By blessing the bread, breaking the bread, and giving it to us. Jesus said to them, "This is My body broken for you." The broken body of our Lord is what saves us and redeems us and gives us new and abundant life. In the Gospel of John, after this miracle of Jesus feeding the 5,000, Jesus talks about Himself as being the bread of life. Listen to Jesus' words in John 6:35. He says, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to Me will never go hungry. He who believes in Me will never be thirsty." And then in verse 53, He says, "I tell you the truth. Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink His blood, you have no life in you. Whoever eats My flesh and drinks My blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For My flesh is real food, and My blood is real drink. Whoever eats My flesh and drinks My blood remains in Me, and I in him." We eat Jesus' flesh and drink His blood through our faith in what He has done for us on the cross. When we participate in Holy Communion, we are taking Jesus into our lives. So we need daily food, but we need the bread of life even more. The bread and the drink that only Jesus gives us. Jesus, in His death and resurrection, saves us from sin, death, and the devil. If we believe in Him, if we feed on Him. Jesus takes the bread, which is His body, lifts it up towards heaven and blesses it, breaks that bread, and then gives it to each of us. And when we eat, and then we drink, We are filled with the presence of God. Through His amazing sacrifice of love, we are saved. We are saved in every way that a person needs to be saved. His broken body and shed blood is the greatest gift of nourishment we will ever receive, for it touches the deepest needs of our heart. Holy food, the daily gift of God's love that we eat every day. Holy food, the sacrament of Holy Communion that helps us remember and helps us celebrate the amazing love of Jesus Christ. And then there is holy food in the life that is yet to come. Our future with God will include better food than we've ever tasted here. Isaiah prophesies in our scripture this morning that someday our soul will delight in the richest of fare. The psalmist talks of God preparing a table for us in the presence of our enemies. Jesus teaches us many times that the kingdom of heaven is like a banquet, a party, a wedding feast. Revelation 2:7 promises that the faithful will eat of the tree of life when we enter God's paradise. And one of the great images contained in Revelation is the wedding of the Lamb. Jesus is the Lamb, and the church is His bride, all of the faithful saints. We will enjoy a great wedding banquet when Jesus ushers in His kingdom. We will enjoy the richest fare. Holy food. Daily bread that our loving Heavenly Father provides. The spiritual food of the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. And the holy food of our heavenly feast at the wedding of the Lamb. Praise God for His great gift of food that gives us life. Would you join me now in prayer? Lord, day by day we are reminded of Your love. Every time we put food or drink into our mouth, we are reminded that You love us. That You have provided these gifts for us. And when we eat and drink in the holy sacrament of communion, we are reminded and we celebrate the bread of life that saves us in every way we need to be saved. And You promise us a feast, a homecoming feast, a wedding feast when we arrive in heaven. Lord, You are so good to us. We thank You for Your love. Amen.
God.